Granny Smith, Pink Lady, Cortland, Macintosh. We see varieties of apples all the time. But when was the last time you saw a grape labeled anything but red or green and occasionally maybe Concord or Red Emperor? Well, David Karp wants to change this situation, and he has the chops to do it. David is called the fruit detective by the food world. He's studied everything about fruits for two decades. David writes a weekly column on produce for the Los Angeles Times. He is a champion of a recent grape variety that tastes like, of all things, cotton candy. Well, New York Times columnist Melissa Clark talked with David.
Hi, David. So great to talk to you today.
Great to talk to you, Melissa.
So why would anyone want to build a better table grape? What's wrong with the grapes that we already have?
Well, there's a lot that's right with them. They're sweet, they're kid-friendly, they're convenient, they're seedless, just pop in the mouth while you're driving down the road. But they don't have a lot of flavor. It's ironic because of all the agricultural products, wine is perhaps most highly reputed for being expensive and highly flavorful, whereas table grapes are neutral. Uh-huh. They're designed to appeal to the largest proportion of the public without offending anybody.
So they're basically sweet, but there's not a lot going on, is what you're saying.
There's not a lot of complexity. They're just sweet, neutral flavored.
Are there farmers who are working on creating a new breed of grape that combines
there
both
is.
The best?
It started with a program at the University of Arkansas 50 years ago that was inherited by John Clark, a good friend of mine. And John Clark started working with David Kane of a company that's now called International Fruit Genetics. And he's come up with amazing varieties that will just blow away people's conception of the potential for flavor in grape. Some of these varieties take like pineapple, like strawberry. There's one called Scraggly because the bunches aren't very impressive.
Scraggly.
And that's the one that people always ask for because it has a rich, complex flavor, almost like a fine wine in a table grape.
Mm.
It will blow you away.
And are we going to be able to find those?
Not quite yet. But there is one really good one that's approaching commercial production for the first time this year, 100 acres of a grape called Cotton Candy,
ooh,
which really smells and tastes like cotton candy. It's interesting. It's thin-skinned. It's sweet. It's addictive.
Uh-huh. Is it a purple grape or a green grape or a red grape?
It's a green grape.
So a green grape that looks like a regular grape that has that wonderful texture, is easy to transport, but tastes like cotton candy. I think my kid will love that.
Yes, definitely. These other grapes are maybe a couple years down the road.
Uh-huh.
You see, you can come up with something that looks good and tastes good, but it doesn't have all the combination of characteristics that are desired by commercial producers and retailers, such as resistance to disease, productivity, easy to manage for a farmer with appropriate post-harvest shelf life. It's not going anywhere. You can't reasonably expect somebody to plant something and then lose their shirts so that we can have delicious grapes. I used to think when I started out writing about fruit some 25 years ago that farmers should do that, but that's just totally unrealistic.
Are people going to be able to buy the grape cotton candy all over the country, or is it just a West Coast thing?
All over the country. It should be available this year from about August 10th to September 10th from 100 acres, which are coming into commercial production the first time this year. I begged Jim Beagle of the Grapery to tell me, well, which stores are they going to be available at? And he said, you know what? If we mention one store, then the others are going to be breathing down our necks saying, why didn't we mention us? So they will be available. Look for them at your stores. I certainly will
them,
myself.
Right? 100 acres doesn't sound like a lot, though. Is that a lot?
Well, it's not a drop in the bucket.
Right.
100 acres is getting there, and this is just the first step. I'm sure if it's successful, they'll be planting a lot more. And there will be other varieties, too, that are coming down the pike. I just can't wait for the strawberry one, and if they come up with something like Scraggly with that rich, vinous flavor and a table grape, ooh-wee.
We're lucky. Okay, David, thank you so much for chatting with us.
You're very welcome, Melissa. Thank you.
David Karp writes a weekly column about produce for the Los Angeles Times, and Melissa Clark is co-author of Franny's Simple Seasonal Italian.